Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What is it about the Punisher logo where you're like, I can't make a woman come? But it's like, it's that logo. 5 hours kicking in. Pterodactyl, November 14th. My special is live. It's out. Amazon Prime Video. And this is a funny text I got this morning. A real person. A real person said, congrats on the Amazon special.
Yep.
Where can I watch?
Where is that person? And they shouldn't be allowed to vote.
They're in Phoenix.
There you go. Hold on.
I don't know.
Well, I think people think that Amazon Prime and Amazon are different
things. Two separate. Yeah.
Well, they sort of are, but you can still watch Prime from Amazon. You just go on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
And then the Prime thing's at the top right, and you hit that, and you type in Trevor Wallace.
I see the confusion that people would have, but it's just so funny when people give the answer in their question.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be like, I feel like teachers used to do that. They'd be like, listen to what you just said. Say it again. And you'd be like, oh. Well,
fuck those teachers, though, for real.
Yeah.
I'm 11. My frontal cortex is not developed. I am horny.
Thinking about tits and weed.
Yeah, do you think I'm going to pay attention to the fucking apples on your stupid-ass word problem you just concocted? You were getting fucked in the ass in a Hardee's 11 hours ago.
Yeah.
I hate it. I don't like when teachers give me sass.
No,
why are you
I never
giving
did.
Me sass?
I never did.
You,
the,
oh, you didn't
the
like
worst,
it?
No, I hate it. The worst yeah. is, can I go to the bathroom? I don't know. Can you?
Oh, that.
Glock.
Glock. First of all, I'll show you. I will shit on your stupid desk.
Dude, if I was a teacher, I would only just do thumbs up, thumbs down. I would just, nope.
If I was a teacher, I'd be real honest. Can I ask you a question? You're not going to make it.
But it's unrelated to what they're asking you. Yeah,
but I will say, as much sass as I'm giving teachers, hypothetical teachers right now, I mean, dog, what teachers have to go through on a minute-to-minute basis with students is crazy. They have to teach kids, horny kids, Latin. What? Like a room full of horny kids, something.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy to think that you're up there like legit teaching and like 90% of your audience, your classroom, is just in a different land.
Yeah.
This guy's thinking about a Carl's Jr. commercial from 10 years ago being like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that or the thing about the Xbox or the thing about trying, like, they're smelling the finger because they fingered fucking Karen Donnelly.
Dude, you could probably, ago. Oh yeah, and that guy's selling each sniff for $1.
I'd pay $1 for that. Not now.
You pay $5 now, but.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Dude, teachers need to get raises. Also, teachers need to get guns. How do you feel about that? Dude, if my teacher had a gun when I was a kid, I wouldn't have done shit.
Nuns have a gun vocally. Does that make sense? Like, their words are so scary.
Well, their gun is God. I mean, someone give me a fucking.
You just got a book deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you get a book deal? You call somebody?
I think you sell one book and you go to Barnes & Noble and you go, I'm a New York Times bestseller.
You know what's so weird? Speaking of books, Amazon used to
Prime,
sell books.
Prime Video.
Yep.
Trevor Wallace Comedy out now.
Out now.
Amazon used to sell books?
Used to sell books. Now they sell comedy specials and dildos. Do you understand? That's so weird. That would be like
and you can get a free dildo if you get my special today. It's free.
Well.
I won't send it, but somebody will.
Yeah. Well.
Not me. Put an asterisk next to that claim.
My point is like, that would be literally like Nordstrom's being like, we're Nordstrom's. And then 3 years later, they go, we're also producing movies that Scorsese's in. What?
IKEA sells meatballs.
No,
I hear you. There's people that have made that jump.
There's no companies that have.
That
like, dude, companies, Amazon literally used to sell Cat in the Hat books 12
years
ago.
Was it just books?
Yeah.
It was just books.
It was just books.
Really?
And now it has health insurance. Have you ever seen the show Mr. Robot? The answer is no. But there's a fucking, there's in Mr. Robot, I've brought this up before on the show. What is it called, Gabe? Mr. Robot, there's a company in Mr. Robot.
I've never seen it.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. But there's
I'll
a company.
Yeah, me and Gabe don't watch movies.
I do, actually.
Whatever.
Anyways, but there is a company.
E-Corp.
Thank you, E-Corp. That is essentially Amazon. And E-Corp has everything. E-Corp has plates. They have health insurance, they have fucking cars, they have whatever. And I remember watching that show being like, all right, I mean, come on, what is this?
Right.
What is this? Right. Tomfoolery, this thing.
Yeah.
And now, dog, they have health insurance, which November 14th, go watch the special. Not knocking on Amazon at all. They're an amazing company.
This is a pretty hot take on the day of my Prime release.
No. What I'm saying is I'm impressed is where I was going.
Good save.
Yeah. Impressed.
Good.
That's insane. To sell Cat in the Hat books and then be Blue Cross
Blue
Shield.
It's a fucking glow up, dude.
It's crazy.
I love it.
Dude, do you have any glow up people that from like high school to now that you're like, bruh?
Yeah.
Right?
It was always
That's crazy.
It was always like the quiet ones, which can go one of two ways.
What's the other way?
Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
If you were a quiet girl back in the day, you're probably so hot, so successful now. If you're a quiet guy back in the day,
all you want to do is make some noise in a library. Oh, no. Is that what it is? And Jack's very, very funny, by the way. You hear what Jack said?
Yeah. What is so bizarre? Like,
I think it makes perfect sense.
No, but like you think about that, it's like the hot chick now was just vibing back then.
Oh yeah, the hot chick was still inside of her. By the way, you know what's so funny is when we were like, I don't know how to word this without being. She was always hot. We just had stupid kid goggles on.
Right. You were thinking like it was a Playboy magazine. You're like, correct. You're the first girl with rack. Oh, blonde hair, Pam Anderson.
Yep. Cheerleader. Oh, sex. Yeah. But the quiet art girl was always probably the hottest in the class. We were all just like cavemen, me get berries for hot girl.
How long do you think you last as a caveman?
11 minutes. 11 minutes.
Like,
I would get eaten by a pterodactyl. Oh,
special.
November 14th.
Out now. Dude, I have a lot of questions here. Like, if you're a caveman, you wake up, you just hunt and gather. Like, do they ever just take a day off?
No, you can't. I mean, you
like,
literally
what do you,
can't.
Like, you gotta can't. Go get your oatmeal for breakfast?
Dude, so this is so interesting. I heard this somewhere, and Gabe, please
men used to hunt and gather. Now they wear popsicle socks.
Yeah, what's up? These popsicle socks are fire. Anyways, what I was gonna say is, you know what's insane? You know that feeling of being bored, and then that feeling of being like, "All right, God, I gotta find a way to cure this boredom."
Yes.
Like that, like, oh, all right, man, you're like on the couch being bored, like, all right, what the fuck, I gotta do something.
Yeah, yeah.
That feeling that you have is from being a caveman because you can't just stay in one place.
Mm.
So isn't that it all makes sense? And obviously, everything's like downloaded into us from like back in the day. But that's so interesting that like we're like, oh, this is boredom. And it's boredom now, but back in the day, that's not boredom. It's like it's a thing downloaded into us that we have to fucking go, or we're gonna what?
Well, that is true, but there's another theory that's also really interesting. That the reason that we evolutionarily feel boredom is because natural selection. So if you were bored, you were more likely to go seek out a new partner and have more kids.
Wait,
hold on, what's happening?
That's what I'm saying. So when I
bored,
cheat on my girl, I go, I was just bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Babe, natural selection.
Natural selection. Yeah.
So yeah, like, dude, if you were like in caveman times or whatever, and you're just sitting there feeling bored, you're more likely to go try to spread your genes. Like, so people that experienced boredom were more likely to have their genes passed on.
Bored and horny are the same word if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's insane though. So, but what's bullshit about, not bullshit, I guess.
Damn, if my girl ever texts me, I'm bored, I'd be like, you better not be.
I know.
Without me.
That's what it is. You get bored and you go buzz, buzz, buzz as a lady. What I was saying is it's crazy because what cavemen did, they would get bored. And so the more bored you are, the more sex you had. Thus, you're creating a fucking, like, just a bunch of people that are bored. Like, because traits pass
post
on.
Post-nut boredom.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what you're doing is so all I'm saying is now I didn't cheat. It's not my fault.
Somebody who made you was bored.
Correct.
Thus.
Correct.
in your DNA.
What was that Tristan Thompson thing that you saw? I saw it too.
There was a quote that he said.
Oh, he literally, right?
Yeah, but like it made headlines, but it's just the most like blanket, like, yeah, that makes sense statement.
So it was about cheating.
Tristan Thompson said, when I cheat, I feel disgusted the next day. I don't know why that like got news. Like it's a, yeah, that makes sense.
It's literally like when I'm hungry, I eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no shit, bro.
He said the next day, but that night, what? He'd just be like, hey, hell yeah.
I mean, how do you cheat, come, and then not feel immediately horrendous afterwards? It takes him a whole day? He's a psychopath. Well, I don't know him at all.
Wait, but he's been out in these streets, right?
I think he's right. Yep. In the streets.
Yeah.
I think he's been caught a bunch and blah, blah, blah. I don't know anything about him.
She's a good looking man. She's a good looking lady.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Michael Blaustein going to be yelling about feet where I will tell you. Guys, this freaking weekend, West Nyack, New York. I think 3 out of the 5 shows are already sold out, so go get this before you cannot. Guys, December 1st to the 3rd, Dallas, Texas. We added a show. We sold out 5. We added one, so go get tickets before you cannot. 2024, I'll roll off some of these dates. Dayton, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Phoenix, Ontario, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Chicago, Atlanta, and there's many, many more. Go on my website for those details, blogcomedy.com. Come,
Trevor Walls, my special is live now. You already know it. I referenced it once or twice, but I'm going to be doing stand-up in your city.
Uh-oh.
We got some tour dates this summer, and I'm just going to be running a lot of sets in town. So, yeah, always go to the Laugh Factory or the Hollywood Improv website. See if I'm performing that night. But you can catch me in Salt Lake City in May, Miami in June, Lexington, Kentucky in August, and a bunch of other dates coming up soon. But those are when I'm going to be running a new hour back then. But just come see me in town or watch my special on Prime Video. Pterodactyl, TrevorWallsComedy.com.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Every time I see two hot people dating together, I go, this is not going to work.
It can't.
I just see them, how they both walk into a restaurant. They're already looking elsewhere. You know, they're looking for who's looking at me.
Yep.
Who am I looking at? It's like they walk in and then they turn into like the Hurley logo. They're just.
Yeah. Yeah. Hence that joke I always tell.
Which is what?
Marry a, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not really what I mean. But what I mean, tens are not hot. Can I say that? They're not hot.
Yeah. And we're not talking age.
Correct. A 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
They're so odd looking that they're not hot.
Odd because they've got work done or
no, no,
or
no. Odd because they're so attractive that it's off-putting. And I'm not joking. Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm doing this for a riff. Have you ever seen like a 10, a dude or a lady? They're so, they look like aliens. They're not real people. It's
that same mentality we were just talking about when we were in middle school and the hot girl. You said back then the quiet girl was always hot.
She was.
But our eyes were locked on the.
Correct.
That's what the 10 is in my eyes. Like with the people that are still like, they see the 10 out of 10, they're like, dude, that's, oh my God. So, but like, I see a 10 out of 10, I'm like, that looks like.
That looks like stress.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
Yeah.
It's like dating a saber-toothed tiger. It sounds fun.
Great photos.
Great photos.
Optically great.
I mean, bro, awesome. You get to walk down the beach. People are like, wow, I can't believe you're a saber-toothed tiger.
Good for you, man.
And I'm not equating a hot woman to a saber-toothed tiger, but understand what I'm saying.
But that is a cool animal to be equated to.
100%.
Nobody's ever equated. Somebody would be like, oh, Trevor Walrus. That was my nickname.
Trevor
White.
What did you just say? That was your nickname?
Yeah, people would be like, Walrus.
No.
Is that a stretch?
Trevor Walrus?
Yeah, so my last name, I don't know if you guys know this, Wallace, Trevor Wallace Pterodactyl out now. Yeah, Walrus. People just be like, Walrus. Like, not a lot.
Yeah.
You know how the guy would always like
but
get
in like a mean way?
I don't think it was great.
Oh.
It's not nice, but it's not mean.
And, like, let's call all those people in here now. Let me fight them all.
Good.
I hate them. Well, hold on. So, back to my saber-tooth tiger thing real quick, and then we'll get back to Walrus. So you're walking around on the beach, people are freaking out. You go to a restaurant, people are like, wow, I can't believe you have a saber-toothed tiger. But the problem is that saber-toothed tiger at some point is going to be like, hey, man, I need extra food because I'm a saber-toothed tiger. Also, I'm going to bite your fucking leg off.
It's also going to fuck a lot of other saber-toothed tigers behind 100%. Your back.
Because it wants to fuck another saber-toothed tiger. It doesn't want to fuck you.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel when it's like two alpha people in a relationship? Like super alpha girl, super alpha guy. Like,
everyone's cheating.
I feel like it needs to be like a yin and a yang. Like what I bring to the table, she might not, but what she brings to the table, I don't. Like, it's like we both kind of like
give me
ebbs and flows.
Give me a 7.5. 7.5, that's funny. fucking amazing personality that's love and supportive, great. Eight.
Yeah, but even eight's flirting with the devil.
I know.
Even an eight's like, you're going to wear that to dinner?
But I want, what I'm saying is I want an eight that's on that fucking line, but won't go over the line. I want to get close to the sun. What's that? Who's that guy that gets close to the sun? Icarus? I'm a fucking genius. People think I'm dumb because I shove feet in my mouth, but I know Icarus. And everyone listens, like, plant? Everyone knows fucking Icarus, huh?
I don't know what that is.
The Icarus is the Greek myth story that the guy got wings and flew. I think he was in prison and he made wings to get over the wall, but then he flew too close to the sun, burned the wings. That's why people go, don't fly too close to the sun.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Icarus.
How do you feel about girl bosses?
Love them.
Not, you know what I mean? Like what the saying, mean? Not like my boss is a woman.
What do you...
Like girl boss, when a girl's like, I'm just a girl boss.
I think the phrase is a little tacky, but I think the action and what they do is amazing.
I do too. But the action,
if your girl's the CEO,
dude, the
CEO. Huh?
Dude, when a girl wears a fucking business suit, take it off. After you're in your meetings and all your girl boss work,
yes.
Can I please sniff your panties? Because there's something about pheromones of girl bosses that just smell incredible. Smells like fucking tropical Skittles. Dude, God, pussy's great. It is. I don't care what anyone says. It's incredible. Dude, because what I'm thinking, you know what I'm thinking right now? I'm thinking of like white lace panties that she's wearing, and then she's wearing a pencil, so like business skirt.
Where does she work?
No, she's a, what do you mean? She's like, well, you know, those business.
Pencil skirt?
No, the business pencil skirts. You know what I mean? Like the tight skirts that are like long?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, that. And she's like a business one or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's at the fucking head of the table because that's where a girl boss fucking sits. Mm-hmm. And she's telling all these idiots what the fuck to do. The goddamn inventory's down. Storage is up.
Yeah.
Fucking, you're an idiot. You're canceled. And then she's all these pheromones. She's sweating a little bit because she's fucking giving all these people. And then she comes home. She's all fucking stressed out. You know what she needs? A glass of white wine.
And?
My dick! And then, dude, I just lift the pencil skirt up like slowly. But she's wearing fucking stilettos. Let me finish. And she's wearing stilettos. And she's wearing stilettos. And you just slowly, and then all her fucking legs are.
I think you're dating a stripper.
Maybe.
Strippers do smell amazing.
Amazing.
Always vanilla.
Vanilla's best. We've already talked about it. But lift it up, white lace. And here's the thing, man. I don't know about this scenario. I just want to sniff it.
With the panties?
The pussy. Just a quick sniff.
Quick hit a cooter?
Yeah. I want to vape it.
Just a little key bump.
God damn it. That was the hottest scenario I could conjure my brain right
but
there.
But that's a lot of pressure because she has like a week worth. She's dealing with international clients and there's a big time difference. She's really stressed out.
Yeah.
And all of your dick, all of it has to satisfy her stressful week.
That's true.
Can you dick down 40 hours of work week?
No. No, but she's like, your dick better speak Mandarin because I got a fucking international meeting in 12 minutes. Your dick better be John Cena.
God damn.
That's funny. Nothing. Zero. No laughs. It's a deep cut.
Didn't John Cena get in trouble?
Yes, and he fucking speaks fluent Mandarin, which is a wild.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, thank you.
You're dropping very deep cuts today.
I am, and I'm
What did you do to prepare? Like
nothing.
You feel sharp. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Bro said Icarus and John Cena in 5 minutes. Like you were just going Greek gods on Greek gods. I haven't said anything.
Do you ever
barely spell the word Badussi over here.
How do you spell Badussi?
I don't know.
Badussi's crazy.
Booty, dick, and pussy. You want to know something crazy?
Guess
Exhibit's real name. You know Exhibit, Pimp My Ride, rapper? Guess his first name.
Johnny Appleseed.
Everybody in here. Don't look it up. I'll tell you.
Guesses for I just guessed it. Johnny Appleseed.
No.
Brandon.
Nope.
Gerald.
Alvin.
Alvin, like and the chipmunks?
Alvin.
Alvin. I guess that in a million years.
Crazy. So cool though.
Yeah.
Why were the chipmunks allowed to just hang out? Remember, you know, they had like a human dude that was like their dad or whatever, and they just lived at the house, but they were also like international pop stars. Why the fuck
were they?
Why the fuck did they live with like Tom Hanks? Why do they live with a human? They're international pop stars. What the fuck happened?
What, did you want them to have a fucking house in the hills?
Yes.
Getting hoes?
Yeah. Record it. Send it to me. Beaver pussy. What were they?
Chipmunks. It's in the title. You're the fucking Amazon guy. Where can I watch your Amazon special? What were they? Bros. See, if you gave me like 10% of your energy, I would be on, I would be, you know, you're overstimulated.
Dude.
Did you have sex recently?
No, I haven't.
Maybe that's why.
I have, dude, maybe, but I've been jerking off, dude.
Nice.
Dude, I got, dude, last night.
Uh-oh.
Last night was the first, dude, I think I said this on last show. I've been getting this habit of just like smoking weed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then getting
from
like
weed to wee wee.
That's what I'm saying. And just I'm getting like 30% high, so I'm not like stoned. I'm not like stony fucking out of my head.
Yeah.
And then I jerk off. And so like that's been like the whole like, you know, rigmarole of my last like honestly dude, like last like month. And last night I was like, bro, you gotta get a hold of yourself, man. I'm not gonna not jerk off, but I was like, I didn't smoke. So maybe that's why I'm feeling a bit whatever, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes you catch a wave.
Yeah.
Do you surf?
I have.
Are you good?
No, but I can get up on the board.
I feel like you would be good.
I can get up on a longboard, but that's not really saying much. It is fun as fuck.
But I feel like did you skateboard a lot as a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, so I feel like you'd be really good at not. I mean,
skating,
not really
you kind of start standing on the board, so it's a little different.
Oh, word.
Do
you think it's your upper body strength problem? Because you can't whoop yourself? It's a real question. That's the only reason I could sort of surf, because I could whoop myself up.
What are you trying to say about my upper body strength?
I think it's great. Amazon, November 14th. Pterodactyl.
Why'd you change the topic so much?
Doesn't matter. I can't believe there are chipmunks. He was there the whole time.
Alvin and them.
What were the other ones? Who gives it? Alvin. Theodore. Oh, hold on. I got Alvin, Simon, Theodore. Simon. Who was the chunky one?
Was there one?
Yeah, I think there was one that
ate
too many
cookies.
Have you
seen that meme that's like, and this is crazy, but it's like the three of them and the chipmunks. He goes, who's getting the best head? But they have a photo of all their faces. Please pull it up so I don't look insane.
Hold on, what? Who gives the best head?
No, who's getting? Because all of them, like, it's a freeze frame of them singing and their faces are like,
yeah, it's so funny.
Gabe, you need to pull this up quick. I'm getting weirded out over here. You gotta pull
no,
it up.
No, dude. Because
now it seems like I just had this in my head.
Oh, man, that'd be so funny.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, who's getting the best head? Somebody pull it up.
I got it.
You know what's really weird?
Of course you fucking have it, Jack. You have that shit as your wallpaper.
Wallpaper? Have you used wallpaper before? I think you have to be 98 to use wallpaper.
What do you mean? Like on your phone?
Oh, no, like on your actual wall.
No, but you can.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I don't know if they had to have edited
Who's
that.
Who's getting the best head?
They had to have edited that photo.
Hold on. I want to rank them. Where'd it go? Okay. Let's see.
That's
honestly, bro,
Alvin.
I think middle guy's getting the best head. The other guy got the blue guy got his dick bitten off, and the left one is cheating on his girl. And he's
trying left
not
one
to,
knows he's not supposed to be there.
The Alvin.
Yeah, Alvin knows he got a loyal shoddy back in.
I will say,
back
dude,
in LA.
He's grabbing the couch though.
Oh yeah,
grab the couch. When was the last time you got ahead and did this? I did that recently. I was like, am I in the NFL? Like, I just felt like I was a star. Like this.
Yeah.
How do you describe this to people who are listening?
You look relaxed. Yeah. On vacation.
Yeah, hands behind your head.
But pool both
dad.
Of them.
Pool dad. Your dad at a pool.
Pool dad. Do you want to have a pool?
Yeah, I want to have a family. I want to have kids. And I want to have you. What do you mean? Do I want to have what? How was that far off from what you just asked?
Because I asked you if you wanted a pool. You're like, yep, I want love. I want a family.
Yeah, a fucking big ass pool to yourself, so fucking lonely.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
You would like have to swim laps. Just sitting in a
Rick
pool.
Rick Ross is so lonely.
Oh my God.
Dude, I'm serious. I know I've brought this up 12 times. Every single time I see him, he's on a yacht alone. He's walking around his fucking farm alone. I mean, I know someone's holding the phone, but that's his assistant. Where's his friends, dog?
Yeah, I
feel bad.
Hit him up.
I see.
I'm doing West Palm coming up, dog. Come through. Hit him up.
I want to hit him up. I think it'd be a fun hang.
Yeah, I think he looks. I want to hang out with DJ Khaled as much as like.
Oh, yeah. I want to play golf with him.
Yeah.
We should get DJ Khaled on the show. Is he LA based?
No, it's Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Miami. He's on Star Island, baby.
Is it crazy to just ask everyone that's listening and watching right now to go DM DJ Khaled? Ask him to come on the podcast?
Not crazy at all. Could you imagine one of his new sayings is stiff socks?
That would be so funny.
Ooh, we could take another Miami trip. Go out. I
think he would do it.
I think so too. He gets enough DMs, so go DM him.
Just what's the sentence they should say to him? Please do stiff socks.
Yeah,
please do Stiff Socks podcast. You'd be so great on the show. We love you.
That's too many words.
Oh,
DJ Khaled, you got to just give him a sentence. Give him a statement. What's something you could yell at him? Do Stiff Socks pod.
Yeah, do Stiff Socks pod. Yeah. Do Stiff Socks pod.
Who else do you guys want us to have on the show?
Rick Ross.
I'm talking about people.
Oh, sorry.
Because I feel like what's funny about a guest is you either get a guest and they go like, a dream collab, what, Marvel, Avengers, this is amazing. Or they're like, really? This is who you went with?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So that's, I was like, who do the people want to see us have on?
Yeah, let us know. Leave a comment.
Goddamn. Here's a question. How big does your dick have to be for it to be considered deep-throated?
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Because if your dick is 4 inches
on a deep dish pizza,
right? Because your dick is 4 inches, can you really say that you're deep throating? No, you're mid throating at best.
No, you are. You hit the bottom. What it is you know how those pools are? It's like 4 feet.
Pools, do not you dive. Own and a family.
Yep, and it says do not dive into the pool.
Yeah,
that's like a small dick. You can't deep dive in there. You can't deep, you know, you can't deep throw. You know what I'm saying?
You know, no, 100%. But that's what I'm saying. So, to your using your analogy, you wouldn't dive in a 4 foot
right.
pool.
You wouldn't deep dive in a 4 foot
so
pool.
So as a dude, you can't be like, yo, she was deep throating. No, she wasn't.
Yeah.
She was mid throating.
Yeah. She was breaststroking.
Low, yes. She was doing a backstroke.
Breaststroke kind of do something to me. I don't know why.
Yo, backstroke do something. I've already said it 1,000 times. It was a girl's back.
What do you look for in a girl's back?
Muscles.
Yeah, you know what's so interesting? You're the kind of guy that, like, everybody, if we're killing a cow, everyone's like, get it for the steak and the steak and the steak, steak, steak. But you're the guy that's like, let me get some of that, like, ear tenderloin.
Maybe.
You appreciate the unappreciated.
Thank you. I was going to say I try to. No, I don't. But I just
I think that's just, like, what your brain gets aroused
yeah.
by. Like, yeah. Like, but, like, if you were to say to a girl, like, I love your back, what is her response? Is she like, oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I forgot this back there. Back. Pterodactyl out now. I'm bombing on my debut podcast.
Debut
I'm waiting
podcast.
For this fucking podcast. Yeah. I'm waiting for this dumbass caffeine to kick in.
You're not
bombing.
Dude,
I really want a cocaine that's not bad for you. Like,
cocaine's not bad for you.
Well,
ask Gabe.
Gabe's never done it, or have you done it?
Oh, I've done a lot of coke.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
How did Coke get it? Pepsi couldn't do it? That's crazy.
They should hear me out.
Give it to me.
Bring back Coke with Coke in it. Because, like, that was fun. You're drinking.
It?
I don't know.
I don't think it was fun.
Well, yeah, but, like.
I think a lot of people got fought in the street. A lot of people quit their jobs. Maybe that's how the plague
there
started.
There was no boredom.
You're right.
But, like. I just, what is the Earth's version of cocaine where it's like.
Salvia.
No, that's the hallucination. Yeah. It's like, how can I just get like an hour of energy like immediately and then it fucks off and there's no crash and I also like, I'm not really sad or don't want to start a business. Like, what is like my like what's like a.
I think it's like microdosing Adderall. I think if you take like a little bit, I don't know what the milligrams are. But a little bit.
But Adderall to me doesn't, it doesn't make me tired, but it doesn't give me like fucking uppity.
No, it isn't.
Like I want that fucking like, kazah, like how do I put an ice bath in a pill?
Oh, you know what it is? You just have to hire someone that is always ready to scare you at any given moment. Like if you, like, you know, like when you have like a moment where you like almost like you think like I could have just died right now.
But that doesn't, but that that's just not a shoots creative your adrenaline energy. A bit. Yeah.
That scares me for life.
You know,
that's
what
like just being a cat also.
You know what it is? I'm being serious. Working out. If you do like, 100 push-ups.
Yeah, of course. Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? Just if you work out right before we come in here, that's a lot of times when I'm
Let's put an ice bath in the studio.
Dog.
We'll have to walk it up some stairs and
you don't got to tell me twice. I fucking love ice bath. I've done it one time, but I feel awesome.
I did one too once and I was like, dude, these are so annoying. Then I did it. I was like, oh, I can't stop shutting the fuck up about it.
I know. It's really nice, but it's very annoying to
it gives
try
you,
to get
It makes
one
you so active that your mouth just wants to start talking about it.
Dude, but cold showers do that for me. Cold shower
I've
for three,
that,
four
but I just
minutes.
Feel dumb.
Why?
Because
you
I'm
do
just
a cold?
Yeah.
Like cold.
Yeah.
As cold as it can go?
Close.
You gotta do
how long
do
you sit in it?
5 minutes. I take a full shower and then I sit It's so funny because when I'm doing a hot shower, I can sit in that bitch for 30 minutes. So in my head, showers are like 10, 15 minutes. But you're taking a cold shower, bitch, you know exactly how long a shower. A shower could be 45 seconds if you really just did it.
But so all these are activities where it's like, okay, you shower, then you got to get ready and do your clothes. What's the cocaine version where I need caffeine now? Bump. What is that?
I don't
that?
Think it exists, man.
Not yet.
I think, I mean, caffeine.
It's going to be some weird shit.
Caffeine's probably the closest.
It's like cat's blood, the new pill.
Yeah.
Caffeine, definitely, but it's like, caffeine, dude, sometimes I drink a cup of coffee, I don't feel normal for like an hour. Like, it doesn't like kick in.
Oh, really?
For a while. It's not like.
In the morning?
The
morning one always, dude, that's what we should do.
The morning one is great.
The morning, well, that's what we should do. It's too early, we'll never do it because we have too much shit to do, but that is the dude, do you remember in the old studio the rapper music thing? I on purpose wouldn't have a coffee until like 10 minutes before we started recording.
We're recording at a weird time today.
What's up?
We're recording at a weird time today.
Yeah.
And like we also did a lot of work before this.
Correct.
So it's like kind of this like this is when I would usually have an afternoon.
Well,
coffee. So the AM one.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is why don't we just try? Because we know we like to do night pods, right? But we also, I know this is annoying for everyone, but if we want to try to have that first morning coffee pod, I think that shit would be bananas. So if we can still have it at like 10 a.m. and just no one have a coffee, and then we get here and have our first coffee, and then shit, we're going to shit.
You guys won't have like a massive headache if you wait till 10?
We have to start at 10. Well, o'clock's getting a little, we're getting a little iffy.
Well, like, I feel like the first coffee I have is like a base for me. It like gets me from like tired to like, all right, we're vibing, we're a normal human again.
Oh, really?
But depends on how much I drink. But if I have the other cup, that's what's going to get me from like chilling to like, fucking, what's up?
Oh, so then maybe you can have you just have your normal coffee and then have another one.
I don't know.
How much, I don't even actually know how much espresso I have in the morning. Maybe I honestly have too much. But I have like, I'll pack my shit, like it's supposed to be a double, boom, put the puck in there, run it twice, double, boom. But I think when I run it twice, I don't know how much more espresso comes through. Am I making any sense right now?
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, is that a triple or is that?
Probably, I'd say so.
Right, because I run it twice, so maybe it's supposed to, I don't know. In my head, it's a triple, but I don't actually know. But when I have my first cup, dude, bitch. I have to actually like talk to myself to be like, all right, what am I doing with this energy? Because I don't want to like, cause dude, I used to like do it and then like meditate. And I'm like, I'm Mario starring right now and I'm meditating? No.
How would you like act calm or like quiet your brain?
Cause
I feel like my brain would be like,
pfft. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like I've been meditating long enough where I can, I mean, sometimes I suck at it, but most of the time I can kind of corral it a bit. You know what I do that's fucking great is I do box breathing. Oh.
Huh?
Huh?
What that?
It's like breathe in 5, hold 5, exhale 5. Breathe in like this. Like, ready?
A Wim Hof. Don't you put that finger up at me.
Well, I just... Dude, I flicked my dad off on FaceTime. He for real was angry.
Yeah. Dude, I was joking. I jokingly told my dad to shut up when we were in New York. Because we were all riffing. We're all in the Uber as a family. We're riffing. We're like, Trev's, blah, blah. And then I was like trying to find something on my phone. I was like, yeah, come on. My dad's like, oh, come on, Trev. You're always on your phone. I was like, Dad, shut up. And he goes, shut up. And then he just walked away from the family. I was like, wait, I was in Bit World. And he's just like, you know, it doesn't feel great to get told to shut up by your son. I was like,
I think we forget though that these people have feelings.
What?
Because they're like our parents.
Well, of course. Yeah, also, it's like, I think there's a lot of things. First of all, I was out of the wrong to tell my dad to shut up. But also, think about how we talk to each other and comics talk to each other.
Yeah, I know.
If you are in comedy, that's just your opening line to somebody.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, I haven't seen my dad in a while. You never have.
Yeah, I don't
so
even know where he
for
is.
For me, it's like, yeah, it's my loving son. And then he says something to me. I was like, what the fuck, man? I thought we were having a family vacation.
It all makes sense.
What did he say that made you flip him off?
I don't even remember, but we were like, fuck. My dad never gets mad at me in that regard ever. We're always fucking around.
Yeah, nothing in my life is serious.
Yeah, and we're always fucking around. And he didn't get like, you know what's interesting is like, you know how when someone gets for real a little mad and then they like back away from it a bit.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Like what happened?
It was like I flicked him off or something. Oh, it was, I know exactly what it is. It was the beginning of the FaceTime.
You open with it?
Well, sort of. But we're beginning the FaceTime and I gave him like I was like, hey, what's up? Like whatever. And he did it back to me and I was like, hey, like that. And he goes, come on. Michael, you can't like, but he realized, I think and then he sort of backed away. He's like, come on. You can't, like, he went back in a bit mode. But for that 3-4 second, I like saw him.
Really? I feel like I flip off everybody. My cat, yeah. I'll be on a date with a girl and be like, fucking so cute, idiot.
Yeah.
It's like fun. But it's like, I mean, out of like love. It's like that cute aggression. You know, like you ever see Gigi and you'll be like, I'll fucking beat your ass.
Dude, you know what's funny? I tried to do a bit about cute aggression for like 2-3 months. No one knew what the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah, I feel.
Like, what's happening?
I also tried, like a long, long time ago, I tried it too, but like, it, like people do it. You guys do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
You do it with your flashlight?
Yeah.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy when people are like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're like, oh, so you don't want to twist your dog's head off because you love it so much?
Yeah, you don't ever think about how far you could punt a kitten?
You don't
just sleeping peacefully?
Buddy,
With
love. It's because
I would catch him.
It's because I love you so much. Dude, it literally, in my family group chat, when my sister will send me like a picture of my niece or nephew, whatever, and they're at the cutest fucking age ever. They're like going to first grade, and they're like just so adorable, right? Mm-hmm. But we have such cute aggression as a family that our response to something cute is garbage disposal. Because we love it so much, we're going to throw it in the garbage disposal.
The
like,
child?
That's how, but you know, it's cute aggression. Yeah. We're like, oh, I love you so much, I'll throw you in a well, whatever. But that's how much cute aggression we as a family have. That's it's not, oh, wow, so cute. It's, that's garbage
disposal. Yes, are we in the wrong here? Are we the normal? Like so what? You're telling me people out there just see their dog sleeping, and then they're like, oh, that's Ruffles, and they walk away. They don't look at their dog, but oh, fucking
yeah.
Cute little bitch.
Yeah, I want to take a frying pan and smash your head into the sidewalk. I love you so much.
I want to inject steroids in my ass and Barry Bonds this bitch.
Walk me through that.
Take steroids.
Oh, hit it with a bat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't. I got it.
Baseball. Do you want a pool?
Dude, affinity pools are so. Oh, dude, the place I moved into. I don't know if it says to, but it has a like. It's, I mean, when I say hot tub, it's not a hot tub. But I used it for the first time last night. It was awesome. It was on the roof.
Wait, so it's a hot tub or it's not a hot tub?
It's like a, they make, I don't know. It's not.
AI robot still has water damage.
No. When you think about a hot tub,
yep.
You think about the bubble in one and what the normal one. This one is like, it functions as both a pool and a hot tub.
Yeah. It's like mine, right?
Oh. I don't know.
Have you been to mine?
Yeah. Fucking awesome. I went in.
Did you?
Yes. When we did the old smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
I got in. So you're fucking right. Awesome.
It's like that, right?
Yeah, not as deep, but same thing.
One time I jerked off in a jacuzzi. Did I ever tell you that? Broad daylight.
What's broad daylight? Also business of broads. Hey, bro, I got some nice fucking stems over there. I think back in the day, and I know you jerked off in the thing I want to talk about, but I think back in the day, they were so much, their catcalls was so much better than ours. Hey, bitch, you got some nice stems? That's great.
I don't think
it's not nice, but I'm saying it's better than...
Dude, they wouldn't even say words. They would just whistle. Shoo, shoo.
Can you not whistle?
Shut up.
I can't whistle either.
I could maybe whistle to like somebody in the same room as me, but like I couldn't. Like if imagine like bombing, like you're like on a skyscraper. You're like, hey! And she doesn't look.
So sick.
A bird's like, shut up.
Yeah, I'm trying to sleep. Birds always be talking.
Always. But yep, did any yep, construction yep, workers, because yep. construction, like, did that ever work? Would they be like, hey, shawty?
It definitely worked. That's but crazy. As he's eating his 7-Eleven hot dog, do you know what I mean? Like
relish in your eye? What the fuck? Dude,
I will say construction workers generally are hot, and construction workers, they make a bag.
Yeah.
Like, they make great money.
Yeah.
So you're like, wow. Well, dude, maybe some women like that. Like, that's kind of a fantasy, right? Because a guy has his stability. And he can work with his hands good. He's all calloused out. He can protect me because it's kind of big. He's not making good choices with his drinks. He's drinking a fucking Code Red Mountain Dew at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And there's definitely whiskey in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's booze somewhere in and around.
Yeah, we talked about this last time. I can't believe motherfuckers build bridges hammered.
Hammered.
You're on Fireball whiskey right now. Please do this right. Who checks their work? Architects?
My guess, yeah. They pull up and they're like, that's a door.
Yeah, that's what. That's a bridge.
It blows my mind to be in like a like the 40th floor of a hotel. You're like, so all this weight is supported.
Yeah.
This no, all of this.
Yeah.
But then I see like a cruise ship, like a Royal Caribbean that floats.
Dude, that doesn't make any sense.
Real quick, they just there's some.
But one Aquafina bottle will sink. Yeah, okay.
There's some cruise ship. I actually want to look at it. But there's some cruise ship that they just built the biggest cruise ship ever, and it just released in the last couple.
Isn't it Bezos?
No, I don't know. It might be Bezos. November 14th.
But like we passed by one in Australia, and I was like, how?
I don't know.
Yeah, is like what?
Oh, Icon of the Seas.
Icon of the Seas. Yeah, dude, bro. Look at that thing.
Have you ever
look.
Been? On, oh, you have been on a cruise. You've been on a billion. Cruise.
Dude,
that looks sick.
It does, but I don't think we understand. Can you, I don't know if you can bring this up, Gabe, but like, but give us like a scale.
Funny is like, you don't even feel like you're like that. There's so much going on in there. You forget you're in the water.
Yeah, I'll do it all the time. I went on a cruise with my mom recently. It's a mall. You literally just forget you're fucking cruising. Like, put this next to the Titanic. That's what I wanted. Yeah.
How big was the Titanic? Was the Titanic nice? Let's pull up the stats.
That one right there. Yeah, that's it. Look at that shit. Look at that.
Which one's what?
Come on, bro.
What year did the Titanic happen?
Smokestacks were a thing.
That's what those were? Does that float?
40 bars and restaurants.
Bro.
40 bars? I only got 16. I'm a rapper.
Not bad. That's crazy to me.
40 bars and restaurants is crazy.
How much cum you think is getting released in this?
That's how it floats.
There's 2,805 cabins. Let's say conservatively, probably half of them are getting cummed in.
Sir, you go on a cruise to eat steak until you vomit and then cum on your wife that you barely loves face.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Do you want to just drink and eat shrimp cocktail at 7 a.m.?
Dude, it's
and touch yourself.
It is really fun for like 3-4 days. And then you're like, all right.
Yeah,
but dude, it is look at that fucking thing. Is there anything else cool in there? Like a go-kart track or something? There's gotta be something cool, like laser tag. Maybe like the fucking a WNBA team plays on there or something.
Full on water slides.
Holy shit. Oh, into the ocean? No, that's crazy.
No, that would be awesome. That'd climbing. Be awesome though. That's actually
rock
a great
climbing?
Idea.
Dude, I should we go on a Stiff Socks cruise?
Yeah. Yes. I would love to. That would
you know
be so
what?
Fun, guys.
Have you ever done Mall of America? The
I know. Where's Mall of America again?
Minnesota.
Okay.
The inside of that feels very cruise vibe. You like, because when I stayed at the hotel that was in the Mall of America, you go down to the first floor to get a coffee and you're just in the mall.
Yeah.
And there's like roller coasters. There's so much going on. I feel like that's exactly what that is.
That's exactly what it is.
Like, is there parts of the cruise that's like more reserved, like quiet, like, oh, adult area?
But yeah.
There's also probably a cruises that are like, only adults.
There's cruises that are, what?
Like a swinger cruise.
Sir, those exist by the hundreds.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
I'm going to go to the ship deck.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go to the ship dick. God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It would be... I will say, I went on a cruise with when I had a significant other one time. It was really fun. It was really fun.
Where'd you guys go?
I
feel like it'd be, well, there's a lot of activities. And the good part is like, you're on that boat for X amount of days. So you're just like, you just forfeit like all work. You're like, what am I going to fucking.
Your phone barely works. It's
yeah. You're just like, we're here. I'm just going to enjoy it. It's not like tomorrow I have to drive to like a bridal shower. Like I'm just going to vibe on a fucking boat.
Yeah. You feel like, and everything's taken care of for the most. You don't have to like, sometimes you have to think of like, oh, where you want to eat or whatever. But like, that's pretty much
40 restaurants. That's crazy. That's like, imagine being with somebody you're dating and there's 40 restaurants on a boat. You're like, oh, fuck. How do we?
Yeah.
You gotta make reservations?
Yeah, I don't.
Open table? We're open sea.
Nah.
Pterodactyl, November 14th. That was yesterday. Out now.
Bro, how you gonna do that to yourself?
I don't know, man. I'm waiting for this dumbass fiver energy to kick in.
Do you want to drink the other half? I'll split one with you.
Sure.
Let's do it. Take a little break.
Yeah.
Goddamn. What's happening?
Microwaved orange juice, baby.
Oh, what is this, dude?
Yeah, you were talking that talk. It's time to fucking sip that walk, baby. Yeah, we got microwave orange. How hot did you go?
How long?
I went 30 seconds, but it wasn't hot enough, so I did another 15 seconds.
Okay. Do you want me to be the officiator of it?
Yeah. Because, I mean, do you used to do like hot cocoa temperatures or like
no,
temperatures?
Chamomile tea that's been out for 15 minutes.
Okay. Do you want to like make sure the temperature's right?
Did you do with pulp?
Yes.
I love pulp, dude.
Pulp is great.
Dude, I want the most pulp. I want to feel like I'm drinking an entire orange. I love it.
It does feel healthier.
Oh, I like the texture. It's all fucking thick. Like my grandma's. Sorry. It's so bad.
No. Dude, that's nice.
No, it's not.
I swear. Here.
No, it's not.
Give it a whirl. Wow, give it a whirl. But like, here.
I'll give you my real.
Paint the picture.
Okay.
It's about 7 p.m. at night.
You're a virgin.
I was in like fourth grade, so yeah.
What do you think?
Lost it in fifth. No. But just like, you're at the end of the day, and you're like, dude, I don't want a hot cocoa, but I want to feel something. And my dad's not there to hug me. So have a sip of that.
Oh, well, now I'm understanding.
Yeah, like just paint the picture. Post homework.
Homework?
Yeah,
homework?
This is when I would have this.
Oh.
I would have this in like middle school. I don't do this as an adult.
Hold on. I don't know. I have the giggles right now. I feel like I'm going to spit it all over this fucking. Okay, hold on.
Go.
You know what? It's not bad.
It's
not bad. When you first told me this, I thought you were in the middle of writing your manifesto when you would make these.
No.
But this, it doesn't.
It's like.
It doesn't taste bad, which makes me think.
It's.
What other things can you heat up that would taste good as well? Eggnog? Have you ever had warm milk?
Well, there's got to be an eggnog latte. Yeah, warm milk. I used to heat up milk too.
Has anyone else in this room heated up milk? Never, not one time.
You haven't?
No.
So I went 0-for-2 on warm milk and warm OJ.
Yeah, I mean, I've never. Warm OJ, like literally no one has ever done this.
Me and my neighbor used to do it. And he lives in New Mexico now, so. Methamphetamines.
New Mexico. He's next to Area 51. This fucking weirdo.
But it's not great, but it's not bad.
No, dude, it's like really it's really not bad.
But like, imagine it is a hilarious thing. Like, if you were at an office and you saw a guy heating up OJ, you'd be like, oh, sick, man. Hey, I think I'm gonna clock out early today.
100%. Something's fitting to pop off. It's really not bad.
It's not bad, it's not good. It's just it exists.
It's almost good. I mean, yeah. I would prefer it to be freezing cold.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can sip on it. Why not?
I could. I definitely could.
You know?
There's a segment of people on the internet that really believe in hot Dr. Pepper.
What?
I'm sick of it.
Of taking your your Dr. Pepper and heating it up. And it started because Dr. Pepper in the winter one time, like early on, realized that they were selling less soda than they wanted to. So they made an ad being like, you know what else is good? Heat up your Dr. Pepper, sip it by the fireplace. And there's still people that swear by it.
That's Dr. hilarious. Pepper.
This motherfucker don't have no degree.
Trevor, did someone teach you to warm up orange juice?
Of course not.
I don't know.
Of course not.
I have no idea.
That's actually a
I just
really
have
good
like, you know how you have like 14 memories of your childhood? I can remember how many you guys have.
Just like a kaleidoscope of fucking memories.
Yeah, literally. I just feel like I can remember vividly a red cup filled with orange juice at my neighbor's house growing up, heating it up and drinking it.
I was a screwdriver.
I have alcoholism. No. Well, as a kid, I just remember doing that.
Okay, so no one in your family did it. You just got it from the neighbor?
I did it at my friend's house, and then I would do it at my place, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, it's not bad. Also, man, you're so impressionable as a kid. Like, if you see someone's dad do something, like, I guess this is what happened.
That guy was my idol. He played on the baseball team. I've told the story before. He played on the baseball team, and he was just so cool. Like, he would, like, just put in chewing tobacco, and I'd be like, dude, I want to put in chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
Dude, he was the man. Still is. He was the type of guy who found a hack online. So if you click your seatbelt a certain amount of times, it would stop making the beep noise.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to wear a seatbelt. Dude, you know there's fake seatbelts you can put in your seatbelt holder? There is. I swear to God.
Yeah.
John got me one as a prank one time. Not a prank, but like a gag gift. It has a Punisher logo on it. Punisher logo. What is it about the Punisher logo where you're like, I can't make a woman come? But it's like, it's that logo. 5 hours kicking in. Pterodactyl November 14. But it's, you can put it in there so it doesn't beep at you. It's like, dude, they're trying to save your life. I think if you die because of that, you purposely don't put on your seatbelt. Good.
Bro, I'm going to be honest, dude. Who are the people that made you start to put on seatbelts? the government.
You're fucking crazy.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Yeah. So like, I would actually like to know how many people have died because they were wearing their seatbelt. Wear your seatbelt, everyone. But there are a percentage of people.
Are you anti-seatbelts?
Maybe. I'm making a point here. I'm saying, maybe.
But I think the better question you should be asking is, who was the first chick that saw a guy without a seatbelt and was like, oh my God, that's so fucking hot?
Any danger. Any fucking, for some reason, danger.
Motorcycles don't have seatbelts. Huh? Well, you should not.
Dude,
you should not.
My mom was an ER nurse and she called them donor cycles. Goo. Mm. Yeah, give me your kidney. Here's a Kawasaki. Dude, that's a list that you don't want to be on. I know there's a lot of lists you don't want to be on, but a donor list?
I don't think I want to be on any list.
Well, what about Variety Top 10?
Craig's?
Craig Robinson.
Craig's list.
Who the fuck
You know what's
Craig?
Funny? There was a...
You think Craig and Tom from MySpace are friends? Because 100%.
Tom Robinson was his last name?
No, Tom from MySpace was his
Tom
name.
From MySpace and whoever Craig is from Craigslist?
What did I
they're
say?
They're homies.
Tom Robinson?
Wait, Tom from MySpace and Craig Robinson. How is there?
No. Ready? Tom from MySpace.
Yes.
And Craig from Craigslist. They're friends.
Mm.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yep.
Don't you think they're homies? One would invite one over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And who else would be there? Little Debbie? She was a hoe.
Was that the girl that made the cupcakes?
I think so.
That Little Debbie's cupcakes. But somebody in my neighborhood did this recently. It was really funny. They had a garage sale, and I drove past it. A bunch of mid shit. You could just tell. They didn't hang anything up. But later that day, they didn't move anything back inside. Whatever didn't sell, they just put free tags on everything. Like, hilarious. Hey, we're selling this for this much money. Later that day, like, we don't give a fuck.
Dude, that's
just take it away.
That's everyone over the age of 41 who's not married.
But that's like everything.
I'm free.
Like, it's like, free
cash. It's funny, and no one left.
Sorry, I was talking. My bad. Okay. I'm just being truthful. But what did
so
you say?
Who cares? It does. It's not.
I care.
You do care. Mm-hmm. November 14th.
Pterodactyl.
But
that's like every time you go on an ad online, it's like free couch. You should have to come get it.
Yeah, the come get it's crazy.
But
I don't work for Lug, bitch. I don't want your crap couch. Bring it to me, please. I have a fucking Prius.
It is crazy how fast, if you just put something out on the street in LA that you're like, this is like, I don't want this anymore. You can put a mattress out there, gone in
well,
8 hours.
Well, it's funny that people put the word free on something outside. It's like, it's LA. It's going to get stolen regardless.
Oh, yeah.
You almost shouldn't put free on it.
But very valuable.
Yes. Because if it's free, you're like, I want your fucking sloppy second dumbass scooter. Mm-hmm. But if you just leave it out there, someone's like, oh, fucking come up.
Yeah.
It was so funny. When I saw my new apartment complex for the first time, like I was going to go see the apartment. There was a lady
that
might have not had a home, I'm not sure, but seated in an incredibly nice brown leather chair, but it was on the street. And she was like sitting looking at a tree, and I'm like, that's the life.
She's watching Treevy.
5 hour energy is working.
Pterodactyl, November 14th. God damn, I hate doing episodes when I'm not
Let's
fucking
go!
On one. Can we cut the first 30 minutes of this episode when
no,
I'm just sitting there nodding
fire!
My head? Yeah. Well,
I mean, it just seems like this is a good chance if you're not signed up for Patreon. This Patreon episode is probably going to get
Patreon's
going to
go nuts.
Oh, dude, because I still feel great. Shit's going to go crazy. January 6th was a big moment for us.
For us. Don't bring me into this. Make me for you.
I'm serious, dude. What do you think about me dropping my special on January 6th?
I think it's a great idea. What are you going to call it?
January 6th.
I stole AOC's shoes.
Oh, she's bad. Dude, she's
real bad. I keep
choosing
her for the AT&T girl.
They are pretty close. They
AOC,
are pretty close.
God damn, dude.
I'm horny. I'm like, I haven't...
You got plans this weekend to see a lady, do a date, do a thing?
No.
Nothing? Dude, we're 47 minutes in. Ain't nobody listening at this point.
I don't say that.
No, I'm saying anybody that would be like, I heard you on a podcast, like, you know.
Oh, right. Well, the new lady that's in the ecosystem, she's like busy this weekend. She's
with
fucking
who?
Someone else.
Mm.
With work.
Oh.
Dick.
Ooh. Does she a weekend job? What?
No, I can't say. It's going to get really... It doesn't matter. I'll tell you off. off the fucking thing.
So what are your plans? You're going to take a fleshlight on a date? You know, fleshlight Friday? What are we talking?
I fucked myself so heavy. I have so many spots this weekend. Like, I'm not done Friday and Saturday. Both nights till probably like midnight. Yeah. So at that time, after all, I'm going to just go home.
It was honestly smart.
It really is.
It's smart, but it's not. I really advise you to take a Saturday night just to yourself.
I have to, man.
I did that the weekend after Australia, and I fucking loved it.
Dude, just, we talked about this off the pod, like, just being home, dude. I literally think the numbers, I'm not shitting you, I think it's like 14 of the last 18 weekends I've been gone.
Wow.
It's like something like that.
Fucking on the road.
It's I love it, and all the shows have been so great.
And they're sold out.
Yeah, I know. It's been fucking crazy.
But like right now is like, yeah, you're fucking pedal to the metal. You know, so don't, you know. But it's hard to go like, so pedal to the metal. And this is something that's like funny coming from me because I feel like I do exactly what you do.
Yeah.
It's like I would get home from a tour and then be like, oh, I'm at the Laugh Factory tonight. It's like Sunday at midnight? Why? Go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's hard to take that pedal to the metal mentality and then not want to stop when you're back home. Like, you want to just be like, let me continue this flow from where we last week, Houston.
Yeah.
Like, I want to take this Houston energy into LA and then back to West Nyack.
Problem with that, you're never stopping. It's like a football player playing, I'm not equating football to comedy, I know the football is way harder, but playing like a football game on Sunday and then being like, Monday, let's practice hard as fuck Tuesday and then play again. I know that's maybe that is kind of the workflow at NFL, but you're always fucking playing.
Yeah.
It's like at some point.
Well, it's like if you do chest every single day, like your chest isn't growing. It's like it's fatigue.
Yes.
It's kind of, and I'll tell you what, if you don't work out for a while and then you do work out, coming from a guy who doesn't work out, the pump is crazy.
Oh, dude.
That feeling, dude, I did stand up for the first time last night in I think like 10 days.
Really?
Because after Australia, I was like, dude, I just want to get back to how I feel normally. And I just want to and I've just also been promoting this fuck out of this special November 14th. That was yesterday.
It's out. Arizona, Amazon. It's in Arizona too.
Yeah. Hot women out there.
Arizona iced tea. If that's not a fleshlight, they are fucking up.
Yeah.
There has to be a fleshlight that's shaped like Arizona iced tea. There has to be. Like, it's
or
this
sleeve
same
on
fucking
it.
Shape.
The fact that we don't have a fleshlight with a stiff sock on it is crazy. So, and then I just got back and I was like, dude, let me just like, you forget how much time stand-up takes at night. Because if you leave the house at 7 and you're getting home at midnight, what's that, 5 hours?
Yeah.
So I've been spending those hours and working more so on the marketing side for the special. Like, what are the clips? What are the videos? What can I post? And it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was like nervous to do my first set back last night. Also, it's like at the Comedy Store. It's like, you know, it's like you're jumping right back into it. Full house. And I'm like, all
deep
right.
Deep end.
Yeah. But God, I fucking missed it. And I was like, this is great. But I felt the adrenaline again.
Yeah.
Post set, and you're like, dude, that was fucking fun. I worked on tags and I actually had fun on stage. I was like legit laughing while being up there, like at my own shit, because I just like, it was just like having fun with it.
Because you reach like a point of like diminishing returns.
Yes, where you do so much stand up, you like get worse.
You get worse, you don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah, you do. There's a baby up front, and you're like, oh, wow, cool, life's not gonna work for you. And he's like, I'm 2. And you're like, well, you know how old you are, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, also, like, why are you here? Your parents are horrible.
Dude, there was a fucking baby in the Australia show.
I can't be real.
Hilarious. We're dead silent, right? In between a premise, right? Set up. And you hear, and I go, is that a fucking baby?
You can't bring your
baby. And then the guy DM me later, he's like, LOL, fucking legend, mate. Sorry about my baby. Fucking loved it. I'm like, you loved it? Your baby wants cocoa melon and tits.
It's really insane.
What is a baby's vision board? Tits?
Tits. That's literally it.
That's my vision board.
You guys have the same vision board?
Nah, I'm ass.
Mean, I think a baby's vision board would be tits and maybe like Nike running shoes because they really want to walk probably.
Mm.
And then maybe some teeth. Babies that got no teeth. They wake up with no teeth. How you gonna bite a tit with no teeth? And then you get teeth. And then you lose them. What the fuck?
Well, the most.
Why aren't babies just born with big fucking teeth?
Imagine teeth trying to come out the fucking, you know
pussy?
What I mean? I was trying to think of the scientific term. What's crazy is like, you start as a baby, and low-key, this is sad, you kind of end as a baby. Like, you're old, you shit in a diaper, you're 90, and people are spoon-feeding you like baby food.
I'm not gonna get to there. I'm telling you, I'm not. I'm telling you guys, the moment that I can't put a spoon in my mouth or a foot in my mouth, I'm gonna blow my fucking brains out.
Spoon or a foot?
Yeah, either one. I swear to God, guys. I know everyone's like, "Well, life is worth living." Is it? I can't get hard. I shit down my fucking leg. No.
I'm totally with you on this.
Move the palm springs and play golf. shut up, give me a spoonful of fentanyl, I'm out.
Is that how you go out?
Yo, I'm going out. I'm going to get hit by two hookers and take fentanyl, and then I'm going to get real soft. And like, what happened? And I'm look up, and I'm just like going to be fucking head you back think, with pudding dude? Coming out of my mouth.
No, because here's what happens. Your wants and needs now are going to transform. You're going to be 90. You're going to have grandkids. You're like, dude, this, I got to see my grandkid walk. I don't know why you're Italian now, but you're like, I got to see my grandkid walk, and it's like the beat, you know, it's beautiful.
Who gives a shit about my grandkids?
Goddamn.
At what point do you lose connection with family?
What do you mean?
I'll make my point. So I remember I used to have this idea about recycling, when everyone's like, you have to recycle for the kids. And you're like, bro, I'm recycling to save the earth 500 years in the future.
Yeah.
I can't even fathom I don't have any connection with the earth 500 years. Like, they're like, oh, but your family. Dog, after like three generations, is that even my fucking family? Dude, if someone came from the future and came to me and was like, I'm your great, 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 great grandson, get the fuck out of my face. I'm late for a spot. Who the hell is this?
I think it's the first generation after grandparents. They don't give a fuck about their great grandchildren.
I think great can still get on board. The great great, bruh.
There's no chance I'll ever cross paths.
No, hi, I'm Matilda. I'll kick you down the stairs. I'm late. You don't give a shit. Matilda Blaustein. First of all, change your fucking name.
It's a hot name.
Matilda is so hot.
Matilda's
a bitch
spicy.
Named Olive. Oh, suck a dick right now, dude. I'm so horny. It's crazy.
Olive?
Olive for a lady?
It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Oh, you should go by Ollie. Ooh, I kind of like that.
Ollie, skateboarding ass bitch.
Ollie as a chick? That's kind of hot.
No, Ollie is hot. Ollie?
That was my dog's name growing up.
Whoa, you just call Ollie a bitch? I'm doing stand-up comedy.
What's the hottest name on a girl? Go.
Anything with an at the end of it is hot. You have to have an at the end.
Dumbass answer. there's a lot of hot names with an A.
It kind of works though, because then you're fucking, you're like, Alexa, it works. So the works in the sex.
What do you think that the survey results would be for the sexiest names in the world?
Both Margaret.
Men and women.
The sexiest guy's name is
John or
Timothy.
Ryan. Some dumb shit.
Timothy. And the first girl's hottest name is
Sarah.
No, something like caramello-y, like, I can't get one, but you know what I mean? It's like the fucking, you can almost feel
Shay.
The name. What is it?
Shay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like Shay,
like something that you name. Describe a candle at like Home Goods with.
Dude, that's, yes, I'm so glad that you always on board with understand what I'm saying.
Not always.
Sometimes I articulate myself horrendously and you still understand what I'm saying.
Right,
I'm so happy.
Right, yeah.
What is it? I can't think of one, dude. I'm pissed. What is it?
I'm not even kidding. It's Jack.
It literally is, yeah.
That's Jack what I was is the girl's out. Name?
What?
No.
It's
the guy's.
No, for a guy's name, it's Jack.
Jack?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, that's
this
wrong.
This fucking survey was taking my QAnon. Oh, Jack?
What name one hot Jack?
Well, it's
Jack.
I can tell you the
in
reason.
In the box.
Why, the reason why is because of the Titanic. His name's Jack in the Titanic.
Oh, fuck.
When is this list from?
It's new. This is new.
Who wrote it? What's their name? Jack? Bullshit.
But so the same way that the sexiest woman's name, is, according to this survey, is Mary, Rose? Literally because of there's something about Mary.
No, this is a boomer-ass list.
This is horrendous.
Here, send me the article. I'm going to block them.
Dude, that's crazy. Jack and Mary? Mary's a hot name?
No. This
Mary's wrong. But Jack is so right.
Jack is horrendous.
Dude, this is like the 1940s. This is when
a hot guy's name is like Sebastian.
Closer.
Like fucking like, yeah, like, just like a fucking, ooh, what's your name?
It's got like a...
Damn, Sebastian.
Like a suit feel to it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
There you
Cristiano.
Go. Cristiano. Ooh, fuck, that's a good one.
Good.
Cristiano.
Dude, imagine Cristiano.
Well, Christian's hot as shit. Because Christian Grey, that motherfucker could choke me any goddamn day. Christian Grey, turn me black. I'm dead. Go ahead.
Pterodactyl, no.
So these are the most beautiful names in the world according to linguistics.
Thank God. This Who? Is what we want.
The study of language. Number one, Zane.
What the fuck are you talking about? Why am I yelling at you like you wrote it? Zane's
That's for a man's name. Zane. Number two, Jesse.
No.
Number three, Charlie.
No.
Number four, Louie. Wrong.
All these guys work at a surf shop.
And number five, William.
What the
William?
Fuck?
No, I can't go with William.
I would go Willie. Willie's hotter than William. No. William?
Well,
William?
This isn't hot. This Willie's is beautiful.
Willie's an 11-year-old that plays fucking T-ball. Willie?
Free Willie. That's a whale.
That's a cock name. Free my Willie. All right. That's
all right. So these are the most beautiful women's names according to linguistics. Cinnamon number sticks. One, Sophia.
Yes! That's a hot name.
Well, go ahead.
With an F.
Number two, Zoe.
Zoe, I can get on board with.
Best friend, Zoe. I can't say anything great.
Number three, hot. Rosie.
Rosie.
Rosie is also one of my best friends. That's crazy.
What?
Rosie. Rosebud. Everyone calls Rosebud
Rosie. Oh, yeah.
But Rosie's the hot name.
Number five, Ivy.
Ivy's
one, and it's like by a landslide.
Like, Ivy's so fucking hot. Give me I'll bumps, change my name to poison. Ivy, bitch.
We said the same joke.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said, change my name to poison.
Oh, we said the same joke.
That's what I just said.
November 14th.
Pterodactyl.
Co-written, directed, produced by Trevor Wallace and Michael Blassine.
Number six, Phoebe.
That's close to feet. I'm in.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Phoebe's hot.
Fifi. Phoebe.
Oh, Fifi. You better get over here right now.
Okay.
Number seven. Number seven is Violet.
Yeah.
Just any fucking plant name.
Viola.
Davis.
Number eight, Willow.
Okay.
Willow's hot.
Close to Widow when she kills me.
100%.
Number nine, Hannah.
Hannah.
I do think Hannah's a hot name, but like this feels like so like, ooh, and then Hannah, you know?
Number 10, Ellie.
Ellie's hot.
Ellie.
Also, Ellie's special hot. Shout out to number 17, Penelope.
Penelope might be number sleeper. One. Dude, Ivy's hot as fuck. Penelope is a lady that you go to fucking France, dude, and you're just there for a show. She's in the front row. She don't even like comedy. She's a fucking friend of a friend that sort of likes you, kind of. Then you meet her at the fucking meet and greet. She's super nice. She has olive skin. She's so hot. Then she wears those big ass fucking pants, little tight fucking shirt, and she's so cute, and she does like fucking art, and she like loves it, dude. And she puts on Instagram, she gets no love, and then you're like, dude, I want to help you. She's like, I don't need your help. Don't fucking mansplain my life. And I go, I'll fucking kiss you underneath the rain drops. I love her. Penelope.
That was beautiful. That's literally like, if I was scrolling through Hulu, sorry, fuck all that. If I was scrolling through Prime,
yep,
and I saw like a title name like Penelope, that would be the plot of it right there.
Yeah.
Like Penelope. Like, it's just a name that comes with a story behind it and a unique one. What was Trevor on that list?
Let me do Command F, search Trevor.
Michael's got to be on that
zero
list.
Zero out of zero.
What about Michael?
Zero the hero.
Michael is not in
that's
this.
Crazy. Where's
Gabe? Gabriel.
Gabriel's hot.
Gabriel is like some. Like that's
I
the guy.
Who, number 42.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gabriel's a motherfucker. Will read a book at a bar. No IPAs.
Jack
and then
is not
you try
in
to
here.
Say hello to him, and he goes, "I'm sorry, I'm reading."
Oh, Jack is in here. Number 34.
It's number such one.
A, but dude, what a name, Jack.
Jack literally sounds like you have the IQ of a fucking penguin.
There's just Jack. More hot Jacks than any other.
But who, name one besides Jack Harlow. Jack Ryan. Is that a person? Meg
Jack
Ryan?
Jack
who's
Reacher.
Meg Ryan? That's not a real person.
Jack Reach Around. Sorry. That's got to be a porn title, by the way.
Could be a title for this. Jack Nicholson. Was he ever hot?
Oh, he's so hot.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, he was a goddamn smoke show.
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. Jack, is your name Jack for real? Like, on birth certificate, Jack?
Yeah.
For real?
Goddamn. Goddamn.
We have one update. I've been doing some digging and on swingers cruises.
Fuck
what?
And they're absolutely insane.
Yes.
So this, I wanted to show you guys, this is the itinerary for day three of a swingers cruise. I don't know if you can read this from here.
Bliss cruise.
Bro, this is 2022. This is central.
Yeah. So this is from a Reddit AMA someone did.
Bro, they started at 10 a.m.
So literally.
Fucking post pancakes.
It's a full day of seminars and workshops.
Seminars? Give me head.
Scroll down like four. Anal play. What day is that?
This is day three. This is literally all one day.
Get your thumb out of the way.
So they have these seminars and workshops and then scheduled play time where everyone's like, okay, I just learned about anal play. Now we're all going to go meet up.
Guys, I have a thing here. I will guarantee you that the level, it's 96% dudes on this thing. Like, I think, you ever go to a nude beach?
No.
The type of the type of people that go to a new beach, I feel like this is good.
Yeah, no, couples go to this shit, dude.
Yeah.
This, and you might have to have like,
oh, swingers. I'm sorry, I fucked up. This is a swingers cruise. You swingers bring,
so it's, yeah. It is couples.
I'm sorry. I take everything back I said.
Although the people on the that did the Reddit AMA, one of the questions that they asked was like, are the people attractive? And they said they're everyone's much less attractive than your fantasy of it. Like it's just very normal people that are like, this is a crazy
polite way to say no.
Yeah,
bunch of threes. Threes at sea.
Tidal. But yeah, it's all pretty crazy. So they,
dude, that world fascinates me. Some of my like best friends, they go to like these like sex hot clubs. They went to a nudist place in France, like a city on the outskirts where you're nude, your dick out being like, yeah, I'll do the cacio e pepe. And he's like, I can see you little fucking pepe. It's a cock reference. November 14th, pterodactyl. But like, like, dude, how cool would that be? Like walk around dick out naked.
Not
you
cool.
Don't have anywhere to put your sunglasses, put them on cyber dick.
I don't
think looks like a detective.
I'm out, dude. I don't like funny. I don't like to walk around naked. I don't like
have it. You ever tried it?
I have. I don't like to what? Walk around.
Where?
Dude, even post sex, I put on boxers immediately. Feel like I just feel like exposed. I don't like it.
Okay, but would you ever go to like a sex club? Like that shit seems lit.
I would definitely. Oh shit!
That's the cruise.
So they turn for the swingers cruise. What they do is they charter a regular.
It's so funny because 2 weeks after this is just like where you do a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, this is literally the conference room. They just turn it into a fuck room.
Dude, god damn!
That's so wild.
Yeah,
like
this is hot as shit, dude. The problem is, can you imagine being like the hottest couple there? Oh god, that's got to be a nightmare.
No, it's pretty awesome.
No, but everyone's like, oh, you next.
Or everyone's just watching you.
I'm not into that.
You think anyone has ever got signed to like porn after like a cruise like this? Like somebody from Brazzers is just like, you two got potential. Come here.
Maybe. I didn't even think about that. Maybe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. They've sent scouts.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like VR porn where you can like go to sex parties.
What do you mean? Like real ones?
No, not real ones. But
that would be so sick.
It's you know a VR sex party?
Yeah. You know you can
put fucking in the Sims?
Yeah.
Do you know you can put on the VR glasses to watch like basketball? Like actual basketball? That would be sick to fucking put on VR to watch an actual sex party.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I do. I mean, that's not what I do. That's just what is on VR.
Do you go to a VR sex party?
Yeah.
Hold on.
No,
serious.
I don't do it.
I know, but you, okay, cool, Jack.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, that's fine. But of like a real one or like a one that's in, you know.
It's fucking animated or it's real?
No, it's real.
Like a real one. Yeah. Like the same way that I can put on fucking glasses and watch the Lakers actually play.
Yeah.
I can put on the thing and go into an actual sex party and watch people actually fuck.
Yeah.
Why are we recording a podcast when we can do that?
I would love to see what it looks like.
Yeah. So this is inside the world of underground VR chat sex parties. This is
dude,
not
that
what?
Sense alone blew my brain.
Oh, what are you talking about?
This is Jack's land right here.
This looks like Alice in the Wonderland's cat.
So this is
BuzzFeed
like,
writing news articles about this.
BuzzFeed doing anything to get any clicks.
I mean, this is intense. So this is
way too much writing.
This is like the metaverse.
Yeah, I don't want metaverse.
Sex, I
want
to see parties. It's real. It's
you're
real.
Seeing real people.
Pull it up.
Not me, but yes.
What do you stop saying that? We know it's you. When you don't text us back for 3 hours, we know what you're doing.
Yeah,
you're RSVP at some fucking penis party.
Literally, bro, sometimes I text you.
You suck at texting.
You suck.
I do.
What do you mean you do? Are you fucking balls deep in the metaverse or what?
Because maybe I'll read it and like say, okay, yeah.
Just thumbs up the shit or something. But yeah, we can't hear you
say
that.
And Jack is the hottest name? These dumb fucks run the world.
I always picture Jack, like, have you guys seen The Social Network?
Yeah.
You've seen it.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. So you know in The Social Network when he comes into the house, and he tries to fucking get one of the programmer's attentions, and Justin Timberlake is like, no, he's locked in.
Yeah.
So I imagine Jack seeing text messages, but he's just like in after.
Out loud goes, fucking, yes, Michael.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think he goes, yeah, that's a good idea.
Just vocalize and you're good. Yeah. But you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
Do you guys want me to pull up VR porn on the screen right now? Because I do have
it.
No,
we got to do it live, though.
I
want to do it with the thing on.
Oh, you want
to
see it?
Let's do it on Patreon.
I do too, but can I also just get a little taste?
Okay, we'll give you a little taste, okay?
Just a little taste. Is that not?
No, you're good.
I don't even know. The one that I'm pulling up seems wild. I don't know if this is the one Jack's talking about.
Okay.
This doesn't seem like a party to me.
I'm so excited.
God, I forget there's porn
on. Those
are
it.
Whoa.
But they're way better. They're way cool.
This lighting is trash. I don't want to be here.
Where is this? This looks like the bottom of a boat. Why is that guy taking your shirt off? You're so hot.
Yeah, this looks like everybody in the hotel met him one
way. Oh, shit. That's Jack when we texted him.
Wait, that guy's just beating his meat to somebody fucking?
Oh, good job, bro.
Did he nut?
Yeah.
He's, damn. Dude, he's fucking packing.
Dude, how soon after you nut at a sex party, be like, I got to get back to work?
Dude, Irish could buy the every single. What's happening?
Is that guy packing or is that VR, like curving it up?
Might be that.
Dude, that's too many people. Could you go to a thing like that?
No.
Oh, I could go if I could wear a mask. That's hot, dude. Anonymity is fucking hot as shit.
You'd be dropping words today.
You're right. Dude, I can't spell that bitch, but that's so hot.
What mask would you wear?
Garfield. Get me some lasagna, ho.
Got no problems.
Because Garfield always wanted lasagna?
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm a cat owner. I know everything about Garfield.
Was Garfield overweight?
Probably.
What type of cat was he?
Orange tabby. Just like Pluto.
Oh, Pluto. Loot. You better get over here, Loot.
Little fat cat. Loot. All
right, guys. Sock talk time. We have a question here from Marcella who says, do guys actually like getting their balls sucked?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful, dude, because I feel like some ladies, sometimes they go a little too hard and then it does not feel good. My favorite is licking.
Lick is good.
The lick and then the jerk off as you're licking and then eye contact. Bitch.
That's hot.
So hot. In the full ball in the mouth, it's hot for a couple seconds, but like the whole like sucking, I'm out. Don't love it. Where's your take?
Yeah, it feels like you said earlier, flying close to the sun, but yeah. I like it.
Icarus.
It's edgy. You know, ooh, what's going on here, huh? You know?
Yeah.
It keeps me on my toes. I'm like, oh shit, what's going on down there? Oh, she going for it. Oh, it feels like somebody's like type, like, you know, like the bridge and like every movie, it's got like the little wood slats and like kind of, and it feels like she's like walking on that. And you're like, ooh. Yeah. And then she stops and you're like, oh, we got off the bridge. It's fun though.
It is.
Keeps it interesting.
It is fun. My favorite is when they suck or like lick the balls and they go down to the grundle. And I'm like, what's next, dog?
Dude, I'll be leaving the grundle out.
What's next?
There's an evacuated lot over there.
Why?
Nobody wants to. I do nothing.
Oh God,
dude! So funny. Real estate, they just sell land. Like you drive past it, but like a motherfucker will just put like yo, lot for sale, huh?
You know what's also weird is when nobody owns the land, but the government does, and you're like, hold on, how did y'all get this?
But it's just so funny to be like, there's a real estate with his phone number and a piece of land. Yeah. Like imagine calling him like, yo, can you show me this land? He's like, bitch, you're looking at it.
Yeah, I kind of like the poppy seeds on it. What the fuck?
So I can buy this and have picnics here? Oh, no, you build a house. I'm out.
I just want a place to have picnics.
It's so crazy to me. You just buy land. And like,
you know what's crazy to me?
You can sell land.
Motherfucker, buy and sell land. But you know what's on land? Trees. So you own the trees? So you transfer over the trees? Bitch, and no one asked the tree? And also this, when a fucking stick falls down and goes in someone else's yard, dude, bitch, give it back to
that's
me.
That's my stick. That's residential beef.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, your oranges are falling in our backyard. Like, it's so funny, like suburban problems.
Dude, my mom literally has like a yelling match with our fucking neighbor because trees grow and they go over into his yard and the dude starts cutting it down. And mom's like, this is my dogwood tree. It's not my fucking fault. It's following the sun, you idiot. You ever heard of photosynthesis, you fucking NASA scientist?
Your mom's tree is getting over?
Yeah, bro. But it's just following the sun. And my mom's fucking neighbor's a NASA scientist. Hey, bitch, space ain't real.
Yeah, he just goes on a green screen and watches VR fuck porn.
Dude, if that's really what you watch, I know you don't watch it, but it's like fucking that type of, that's
well,
weird.
Well, it's if you think about it, it's gooning with one screen.
True.
Yeah.
You know?
What are those ship container?
Ship station?
Mm-hmm. Ship. Yep, I love it. The ship container?
Shipping container, yeah.
Shipping container. It looks like they're in a shipping container.
Yeah.
They're going somewhere where they don't want to go.
Back of a U-Haul.
All right, guys. Secret Sock Anonymous submission. Everyone's heard of the makeshift banana fleshlight. So I gave it a try one time. Unfortunately, it didn't work. My dick went through the banana. So then I'm just standing there horny, and I have to find something else to use. I go into the ice box, and I find an orange. I looked at it and said, this is good enough. Took it to my bathroom, cut a hole in it with the skin still attached so that it would keep its shape, and proceeded to obliterate an orange.
That's extra pulp.
Yeah. once I was done, I had to dispose of it, but I didn't want anyone to see it. So I tore the whole thing up and threw it in my bathroom trash.
And I know nobody eats an orange in a bathroom.
Like, you get, imagine you gotta
put it outside, bro.
Your dad finds that orange. He's like, the squirrels got in the house.
Yeah, you can't put it. Yeah, you cannot put it in the bathroom trash can. It's got to go in the kitchen one.
Dude, that's so sad to see. Next morning, you take a piss and you see a dumb orange. Just...
Oh, yeah. And then orange is like, I wanted to be fresh squeezed orange juice. Dude. Look at me now. Fucking Iraq war.
Vitamin C to vitamin D. Hey!
Let's go.
Yeah, so
it sounds like it worked though.
It sounds like it worked. He came, said his cock smelled good.
Yeah.
But he did say it did burn after a while.
Yeah, I mean, because it's acid. Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I would go honeydew probably.
Mm. All of that seems dangerous.
Seems less acidic.
I would go cinnamon roll. Is that an option?
Your dick's doing the cinnamon challenge? That's crazy.
Cool. That's crazy. Good for him. Popped a hole in. Dude, putting a hole in orange is kind of difficult. So good for him. But I'm happy.
That boy's horned up. He plowed through a banana.
Yeah. Motherfucker literally almost created Fruit of the Loon.
Thank God he didn't have a kiwi or a grape in there, dude. Imagine being a grape and the guy's like, hey, why are you grabbing just one grape?
Oh, Jesus. Bitch trying to make a fruit salad. All right. Well,
that's a podcast.
Is that a podcast?
That is a podcast. That's Pterodactyl out now. Prime Video.
Go watch.
Go watch it, dude.
Go enjoy. It's great. Tell a friend about it.
Dude, if you look closely, you can see Michael in the background. Truly.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe's in there, too. Gabe reveal. Go see him.
All
Jack? Right. I don't know where Jack was.
Jack was probably not responding to text. Guys, that's it for us. We love you. Thank you so much. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blouse on our tour. We love you guys. Till next mother freaking Wednesday. Bye.
Toodles.